In talking about these qualities for developing the Eightfold Path, the seclusion, cessation, and dispassion, could you make just a little more distinction between cessation and dispassion?
Mm-hmm.
They both sounded to me like you used fading away and settling for both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the question is, in these qualities of factors of cultivating each of the path factors, seclusion, dispassion, cessation, maturing and release, that the quality of dispassion and cessation seem to be pretty close. And I'd concur with that. I mean, there's always some sort of overlap and bleeding together of these various qualities. There's a bit of difference in the sense that the dispassion is maybe a bit more proactive attention to the impulse toward desire, so that paying attention to its cooling and its fading away, you know, how do you say, highlighting the tendency to desire and attachment more clearly, and cessation being a bit more kind of global and pertaining to other aspects of experience, but recognizing that the cessation, the settling, the ending, the kind of space that opens where we let things cease.